This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to the show, and good morning to you. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock, we are broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. I'm Brian Gary. Tanner Schwint will be in a little bit later on this morning, along with Angel Padilla. I think he was just afraid to come in right away and face the wrath of the Big Nuggets victory last night. And we, of course, will be diving more and more into that throughout the morning. I want to get Angel's take on the action last night and everything. Just a huge, huge win for our Denver Nuggets, up 1-0 on the Los Angeles Lakers. And we'll talk about that more. Now, we just went through our traffic report to get your morning started. Now, you're going to wake up this morning to humidity. I mean, it was clinging to my windshield. It was wet. That wet kind of, there's some fog out in the air. Did you have a dewy-covered vehicle this morning, or was yours all right, Angel?
It was a little dewy.
A little dewy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a little teeny tiny dewy. But, yeah, you can expect that this morning. Had to battle with windshield wipers to get to where I was going here. Make sure, this is a good time of the year, too, to make sure you check those wipers and so forth. Otherwise, you would miss some interesting things out in traffic. Now, we had a clear traffic report this morning. No problems, no nothing, unlike what happened on a Florida highway. I was just reading this story where there was a traffic jam in Defunnyac Springs, Florida. A traffic jam over a turtle. A turtle in the road caused a crash involving multiple vehicles, including a semi-truck, on a highway in the Florida Panhandle yesterday. The crash happened in Walton County after a driver stopped on U.S. 331 to let the turtle cross the road. And that apparently started things backing up behind him. There were accidents. There were all this. There was a road obstruction because of a reptilian obstruction was actually put on those signs that tell you what's coming up ahead. Now, that one would freak you out. Turtle in the road and traffic is backed up forever. This turtle is a hero in the turtle community. I mean, number one, you're taking a big risk trying to get across that road. I don't care if you saw a chicken over there or what it was. But to attempt to start walking across the road, this sounds like if you had just come from the movie Mario Kart or the Super Mario Brothers, and then we're driving and you saw a turtle going across the road, you would think you were still in the movie. But things moving smoothly afterwards, the turtle was okay, no problems, everyone's all right. So, happy ending on that one. Also, another weird traffic situation involving animals. There had been a lot of rain, as we know, coming down all over the country. And I'm trying to figure out what state this was in. I don't know where Devon is. Might not even be in this country. Anyway, floodwaters were coming in to this village, and it was just bashing this house. And the waters were hitting it, and it knocked over a TV, knocked over stuff on the counters, and in fact, knocked over their fishbowl. And their fishbowl went down. Two fish disappeared. They had been looking for it. They figured the fish were gone. Lo and behold, the fish turned up. One of them was found in a mud puddle a little further down the road. Another one was found in another little gully of water, and they were able to find the fish and somehow reunite them with their owner. Now, they used social media to put up pictures of the fish, and I don't know. I know people know their animals, but could you really pick out a goldfish, you know, out of a lineup? That seems seems like it might be a little bit difficult, but all good news. Everyone's back together. The fish is back in its home bowl, and everyone will live to see another day. All right, now just a couple other headlines before we dive into everything else we're going to do. There was a world record set by a Florida man. We'll start the day with some light news. You know, we'll dive into the heavy stuff a little bit later on. But congratulations to Joseph Detiru, who planned to stay in a lodge for deep sea divers until June 9th, which will make it 100 days underwater. He's living underwater for 100 days. Previous record, 73 days, 2 hours, and 34 minutes, was set by two Tennessee professors, a Bruce Cantrell and Jessica Fain. Wonder what they did underwater for 73 days. I don't know. This guy is just trying to, he's trying to set the record and to be underwater and then resurface. He's going to stay in there till June 9th, will reach 100 days and complete his underwater mission dubbed Project Neptune 100. This will also be the pruniest man known in the world. You spend 100 days underwater, you're going to look a little bit weird when you pop up. All right, and speaking of weird, another bizarre headline, Snoop Dogg. You know, Snoop amazes me how he has found himself into the mainstream from being what? Was it a drug dealer? And then I think accused of murder and other things. This guy had this incredible rap sheet where nobody around him would ever go, you know, someday that guy is going to be, he's going to be renowned. He's going to be on Martha Stewart. He's going to have his own breakfast cereal. Have you seen Snoop cereal? You ready for this, Angel? Snoop cereal is going to be available. He's going to be hitting up Walmarts with it. Master P and Snoop Dogg together for Snoop cereal. And he says it's about trying to keep his grandma's legacy alive. She was Mama Snoop, so they're going to have like Mama Snoop oatmeal. And then I saw a box of some kind of, I don't know, they're wildly colorful little circular things like Fruit Loops, except they got a blue bunny on them. Which looks like a blue rabbit, but this is just weird, man. Snoop cereal. Never did I think I would find the day when you'd get that. I don't know. Are they like the same thing as Crackin' O's? Cracklin' Oats. That was it. No, something completely different. And also, one last headline to start your day. Representative Lauren Boebert is divorcing her husband of nearly 18 years. They cite irreconcilable differences. I think we could probably figure out that might be a little difficult to live with. I'm just guessing. But this frees her up to go and join forces with Matt Gaetz, and they can have superhuman annoying babies and do stuff like that. So, yeah, I hope there's a happy ending for all involved in that one. Just a few stories that we probably wouldn't have got to this morning if we did not hit them right away. But last night, such a great night for the Denver Nuggets, taking care of business. Game one against the Lakers. This is what we said had to happen. Angel, did you watch the whole game?
Yes.
And were you not just blown away from start to finish at how damn good this team was? 72 points in the first half. I've never seen them play like that.
Yeah, that was very impressive from them in the first half. They, you know, we've seen it all season long, and the national audience got to see it last night.
Yeah.
This is how the Nuggets play basketball. It's very team-oriented, moving the ball on offense, passing it, staying aggressive. Being a threat defensively, and you saw that when they play at their best, they not only beat the best teams, they will dominate the best teams. And we saw that. And then you got a little comfortable in the second half.
Yeah.
I'd say Nuggets dominated 86% of this game. There was, I'd say, from like the 7.5 minute in the fourth quarter on, the game like grinded to a almost complete stop. Because the Lakers were going to the foul line almost every single time. The defense was getting a little lazy. But because of that dominance in the first half, you were able to keep the lead. I don't think you gave it up in the fourth quarter at all. So that was very solid for them to make clutch plays in the fourth. But you got out with a win, and you'll take it.
No, absolutely. Up by 21, and then it got down to 3, and I got a little bit nervous where I'm like, no. But then every time they would answer. The Nuggets would come back. They'd answer with a big shot. Whether it was KCP, who really played well last night. He had a fantastic game. Bruce Brown, again, off the bench was incredible. And there was one play in particular where the Nuggets were on a fast break, but L.A. was starting to close in on it. And it was three passes within a, it was, I can't remember who threw it to who, and then I think it ended up with MPJ jamming it down. But it was three perfect passes that just led and got right behind the LA defense that was penetrating. And it just showed team basketball. My son was texting me during the game, and he said, this is the definition of a team. I mean, there's no other, there are other teams that are in this that have superstars and some players. The Denver Nuggets have a bunch of play. They have a team. They have a bona fide team. And I felt last night, boy, AD was incredible. I mean, he really was fantastic. What did he end up with, like 40? I think he ended up over 40, didn't he?
Right at 40.
Right at 40. And LeBron got his. He had to have hit 30, didn't he, last night?
26.
26? Okay, right around that line. But, man, he was matching Joker. But Joker, if you hadn't seen him before, last night, like you said, Angel, he lit up a national audience. There were a lot of people who had never seen him before. And hearing the announcers, hearing Van Gundy and the others just gush over the way he plays. And there was a great point made, and I've always agreed with this. You can't compare him to anybody. You know, what they were saying to me, it happens all the time in the music business and in athletics where you tell somebody, you know, you remind me of a young whoever. While you think that's a compliment, the greatest compliment is, I've never seen anything like you before. And I think that's what you've got to say about Joker. Now, another quickly one to mention, the NBA draft took place beforehand, and the Spurs end up with that number one pick. There's no doubt they're going for the French guy, right?
Yeah, this whole lottery thing is just weird for me. Like, is it a draft? Is it a, you know, why do we have the top five prospects just sitting over here? Just, oh yeah, here's Brandon Miller. Here's, you know, all these, you know, top prospects in the NBA draft. There's this, some French guy over here. And now we're going to pick the first team that's going to pick. And they already know who they're going to pick. So it's already, first round pick is not going to be a surprise to anybody. And, you know, I see stuff like it's rigged because there's no way the NBA would send a star like this, a young star. I've never seen this kid play. No. They wouldn't send him to Detroit or Houston. They're going to send him to San Antonio. They had a less than 1% chance to get the pick.
San Antonio did? Yeah. I thought they were around 14%.
Somewhere around there, but it's weird. It's the whole presentation of it's weird. The lottery itself, I don't understand it.
I don't get it either, because it was all this hoopla for, okay, this is where you pick. Why were there players involved? Why were any of them there? It's not like they were picking him right then.
It feels like it, because now it's, okay, Spurs got their guy. Like, the draft's in another month or so.
They try to make the NFL draft. They're trying to live up to what the National Football League has done with their schedule announced, with their draft. It's different there. The NBA draft generally is about three players deep. And then it's kind of a crapshoot after that.
They throw it right before the game starts. Like, I want to watch pregame coverage. I don't want to watch this.
That's where I was last night.
You spent an hour talking about this French guy. No one can pronounce his name. Like, what are we doing here? We have a Western Conference Finals game to get ready for, and we got to listen to whoever call for a shortened 15-minute pregame, and then we can finally play. Weird.
I couldn't agree more.
I want TNT back.
Yes, because I wanted to hear pregame. I wanted to hear everybody talk about, you know, what was going to go on in the game. I wanted their take on that. I didn't need to see some fake shenanigans of an NBA draft lottery. It's one of the dumber things the NBA does. You can get rid of that and their All-Star game, and I would be totally happy with that. I'd have no problem. Coming up for you, we're going to we'll let you know what's going to go on weather-wise today as well. You can expect more of the same of what we've been having. We'll dive into what day it is this hour. Also, we'll get to our Happy Life Gardens poll question as well. Big thank you to Linda Winter and Accessories with a Flair and Hair. You hear us talk about our dear sweet friend Linda. She's one of our favorite people. She's just a joy anytime you get to spend time with her. And if you want to do some great shopping, she has one fantastic store down there at Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Need your hair done? She can get that taken care of. You need to get that flair going for all of the events you're planning. Look, you made your concert roster. You've picked up the tickets for which shows you're going to go to. Now, how are you going to look heading out to those? You want to look your best. You want to turn a couple of heads, right? Well, Linda's got the stuff for you. Stop in at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley for Accessories with a Flair and Hair. More Good Morning NoCo coming your way next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Six 26 on your Wednesday morning, working our way through the week. Welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. We're broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. I'm Brian Gary, along with producer Angel Padilla. Tanner Schwint will make his way in a little bit later on. It is time for our Happy Life Gardens poll question today. I thought this would be kind of fun. What if humans had warning labels? You know, if you had a warning label on you, what would it say? What would your warning label say? Would you know, I'm looking at some examples, things like mouth operates faster than brain. That would be a good one. Shenanigans often shenanigans occur frequently. That's good. Warning, stupid people annoy me. That would be a good one. Another warning sign, hangry, approach with snacks. That one's good. Warning, excessive belcher. There's a good warning label. Let's see. Warning, maturity level depends on how much I drink. Very good. Here's one I've seen people wear already that just says, warning, no verbal filters. And we certainly know many people who have that. I wondered, what would be your warning label? I was thinking of some for me, like careful when using with tequila. Objects in this mirror are smaller than they appear. That would be sad. Avoid communication during Viking games. Yeah, that definitely would fit for me. Pull fingers at own risk. That would be another good one for me. What would a warning label on Angel Padilla say? Any, you know?
I'll have to think of some, but definitely the sports one. Don't text me during a sports game.
Yeah.
I will not respond. Especially if you know my team is playing, do not text me.
No, and
you will not get an appropriate response. You will not get a quick response.
I can totally relate to that one because although actually my phone blows up more during those games because I sit and I text every member of my family. You know, we're not together. We're all in different places. So we have this chain text and everyone's saying the same thing. Oh, cousins, you son. You know, it'll be the same thing going across with everybody. Man, I can think of a load of these that I would pound onto the warning label area of Tanner Schwint. There's quite a few that would come to mind for that. But put your mind to work on this. You know, I want to hear some warning labels. If you had a warning label on you, what would that warning label say? And you can hit us up on social media. I've got it put up on the Good Morning NoCo page. It's on my personal page. As always, please text us on the J9 Agency's text line at 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Let's get you involved in the show today. I want to know, what would your warning label say if you had a warning label on you? All right, we're going to take a look at the weather coming up next, see what you can expect in your forecast throughout the week, and we'll have what day is it coming up this hour as well. Plenty more headed your way. Now, we've had a lot of moisture. We've had a lot of water. It's been sitting around. It's soaking into the ground, puddling up in some places. But we know that water is the most important part of your success when it comes to agriculture and farming. Well, having your water do the right things means having the right irrigation system. You want to make sure all of that is working right. There is nobody better than Alliance Irrigation. Mario and the gang at Alliance Irrigation are truly the best at what they do. Mario has been certified over and over. You talk about somebody who knows every part of every Rinky sprinkler from top to bottom. It is Mario and the gang at Alliance Irrigation. They don't just say they're the best. They prove it, and they have an 8-year warranty on drivetrain retros at Alliance Irrigation. Call them today at 970-353-1621. We'll do a weather check next at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. It's 7:27. Welcome back in on your Wednesday morning. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Let's see, we got Lonnie up on the line with us now. Good morning, Lonster. How you doing, Lonnie?
Oh, doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I am tickled to death. What a basketball game last night, Lonnie.
Oh, what a game. I'll tell you what, it looked a little scary there a little bit when they were trying to... But it's like, you know what? They pulled it out, you know?
You know, and that's it, and that's all we could ask for. When they were ahead by 21, you know, it was fantastic. Everything's great. But I knew in the back of my mind, look, the Lakers are going to make a run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to make a run at some point, pulled within 3 points, but the Nuggets showed what Nuggets teams in the past haven't, and that is that fight to stay in there and keep that lead. I tell you, I haven't seen a team effort like that in a long time, Lonnie.
No, I haven't either, and it was great just to see them get that ball and just run out the clock and said, we got it won, just like that.
Oh, I jumped out of my chair when the final seconds tipped off. It was just such a huge win because the Lakers, you know, AD and LeBron, they played well, but not as good as these Denver Nuggets. I feel really good about handling that game, and I think they're going to come out even stronger in Game 2, Lonnie.
Oh, I do, too. I think they're going to come out and show this world, hey, we're not messing around this year.
No, I agree. This team seems destined for a title. Now, on the other hand, Tanner was down at the Rockies game, and they couldn't do it again. Were you listening to that one at all? Were you following that game at all, Lonnie?
I was kind of going back and forth on that. I had another radio on the Rockies game.
Yeah, what, 0-0 through like 6 innings in that thing?
Yeah, and then Cincinnati goes out and hits a home run and pulls it out.
Tough loss, but the big thing is Nuggets win. Game 2, what, tomorrow night? We get right back into action at home, so feeling good today. Lonnie, what do you think? Game 2, we're going to go 2-0?
We are. We're going to take it 2-0.
I love it, man. Hey, thanks for checking in today, Lonnie.
Oh, you want to hear my sports warning before we go?
Yeah, what is your warning label going to say, buddy? What's on Lonnie?
Hey, don't talk to me when I'm trying to listen to a game.
That exactly, and that's kind of what Angel and I were talking about, too. When I'm dead into a game, like last night during the Nuggets, don't bother me.
Yeah, or after they lose, don't talk to me either for a bit.
That's a really good point, Lonnie. Hey, thanks for checking in. Always great to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, it's great talking to you, too.
Take care. Always love hearing from Lonnie, and we love hearing from you. Feel free to let your voice be heard. You got something to say or to comment on anything we're doing, please give us a call, 970-353-1310. Weather-wise, what are we in for? Well, it's going to be more of the same. We've got the mostly sunny in the morning, then clouds starting to roll in a bit this afternoon, bringing that ever-present chance of thunderstorms early in the afternoon, and then a chance of thunderstorms later in the afternoon as well, and you can pretty much hit repeat on that, except that tomorrow's performance is much more likely. There's a good chance we could see something today. a very strong chance that we're going to have stuff rolling in tomorrow. And then just looking at the weather pattern, in fact, the 10-day forecast, I do not see a day where there is not at least a 30 to 50% chance of some storms or rain headed our way. So our unsettled weather pattern that we've been having this May looks like it could continue all the way through the end of May. All right, so we'll keep you up to date on that as well. You want to make sure your vehicle is running great through all these changes in weather. Never know when you're going to be hydroplaning or what you're going to be driving into. Maybe you like to do a little mudding or whatever. You want to make sure your vehicle is dependable. That's where Auto Tailor comes in. If you have a mechanic that you like and trust, it's one of the greatest things to find. Keep them. If you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure, there's folks waiting for you at Auto Tailor. Your happiness and your car getting fixed are their main priorities. They're right here in Greeley on 16th Street and 10th Avenue, online at autotailor.com. What day is it? Coming your way next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. .643, welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios, home of Good Morning NoCo, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. Let's see, my Happy Life Gardens poll question today is, if you had a warning label on you, what would it say? What would your warning label say? You know, there's always going to be the doesn't play well with others, those kind of things. Party waiting to happen, just add alcohol, anything like that. Yeah, or instant a-hole, add alcohol. I know a lot of people like that. Let's see. My buddy Sport says, warning, I'm hyper-attentive. I will scrutinize TV commercials looking for plot flaws, then explain them to you, expecting you to listen and to care. This is very accurate. I get a lot of texts during our viewing when we're watching either a Nuggets game or Jeopardy or anything like that, and he will notice little plot flaws in commercials unlike anybody I have ever seen at all. So that would be a good warning label for him. HVAC guy, I believe, chiming in. I don't know what my warning label would be, but I watched my first basketball game last night. Had no clue what I was seeing. However, Joker is the ugliest dude I have ever seen in my life. He said, I recognize LeBron James from the potato chip commercials. It's cool that he's playing as hard as he is at his age. That's a great take. Yeah, look, I don't know that Joker's going to be any pinup boy, but he certainly looks fantastic out on the basketball court and sure did last night as well. We'll get into all that. We've got much more to cover, but right now what we want to talk about is...
What day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What day is it today?
Guess what day it is?
All right. Today is the 17th of May, as we are now over halfway through, inching our way towards June. Today is National Pack Rat Day. It encourages us to take a look at ourselves and see if we have pack rat tendencies within us. I'm guilty of this in little ways. There are certain things I tend to hang on to, old sports magazines. Ones that happened like after a World Series win of a team that I liked, things like that. And I really, really, really have trouble throwing away music. That's something. I am a bit of a pack rat when it comes to. You have any pack rat tendencies whatsoever, Angel?
T-shirts from like track meets and school. There's just a lot of sentimental value to it. So it's hard to like do something. I don't wear them anymore. That's the tough part. So it's like, I know they're just sitting in the closet, but I don't want to get rid of them.
No, and
so I give them to someone else and they won't appreciate it the same way.
You're exactly right. What I think happens so often is somebody will say, well, why do you save all this stuff? Like when you find a box and you're going through it, why do you save it? For this moment right here, because when you do finally go through it, the memories that come to you and all of those things to me are worth hanging on to it for. So I get that. What I hate, though, is when you buy shirts with dates on them, and, like, you'll see a guy, okay, it was me for a while, that it said, like, Disney 94, you know, and it's, like, 2020 at the time. You're just, you're showing that you haven't really mixed up the wardrobe.
Yeah. Okay. I'll wear an Old Navy shirt from, like, 2003.
Yeah, well, there's, no date on
it. It works every 4th of July, but...
There you go. I probably...
You know it.
There are certain items of clothing that have lasted for a ridiculous amount of time. I tend to wear them till they completely turn to dust. It's National Cherry Cobbler Day today. Damn, that sounds good. I love cobbler. That's one of my favorite desserts. National Graduation Tassel Day. Well, this is a time when there are going to be so many young men and women who are going to be graduating. And what an incredible feeling for those, you know, to those who graduate from high school, but to go on to higher education as well and getting to that point. Now, I graduated from high school and, you know, I did the tassel thing and the throwing of the cap. But did you graduate twice then? Did you graduate from college as well, Angel?
Yes.
And how cool was that feeling of finality?
It's really surreal. The amount of work that you put into it to finally see that it's done, it's something you envision the moment you get that acceptance letter about walking across that stage. So if you are graduating in the next couple of weeks, take that moment in, really embrace every step of that, and enjoy that moment.
Perfect, perfect. Absolutely true. What you have done is incredible to be able to stay to your task and get to that day. It is World Hypertension Day today, where we're supposed to learn more about that. It's World Telecommunication and Information Society Day. There's a group I don't hang with. It's National Walnut Day. I'd be more hanging out with the walnuts than I would the others. So, National Walnut Day today. If you can find something to eat to incorporate some walnuts, which, by the way, they actually can make me stomach a salad, is if I cover it in, like, walnuts and things like that. It's National Idaho Day. Do you know a damn soul from Idaho? I've never met anybody.
Cody Wilson?
I know he went to Boise, but did he?
Might be from Oregon, actually.
Yeah, that's kind of what my thought was. So I'm not sure whether I have or not.
Go Idaho potatoes.
Yeah, go potatoes in Idaho. I know you do exist because you do have that ugly blue football field for Boise. I really can't stand that thing. And it's Emergency Medical Services for Children Day today. And God bless all of those involved in that field. Your work is greatly appreciated. All right, celebrity birthdays. Let's see how many of these we can figure out. Birthday today, comedian Craig Ferguson, 61 years old today. I always liked him. He was a late night TV host and used to be on, I want to say, the Drew Carey Show. But he was very, very funny. Still is at 61. Singer-musician Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, 58 years old today. Have you heard of Nine Inch Nails?
I've heard of them. I haven't listened to them.
There we go. Jordan Knight. One of the new kids on the block.
Mm.
Yeah, he is 53 years old today. He was always kind of the front guy. Seemed like he was kind of the lead of the group. Let's see. Actress Sasha Alexander is 50 today. Looks incredibly familiar, but I have no idea. I'm reading something about her possibly being a part of the MCU universe, but I don't know. Actress Nikki Reed is 35 years old today. She looks so familiar. And I don't know. The name sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Don't know.
Me either. Singer Taj Mahal. Know that one. 81 years old today. Drummer Bill Bruford of Yes and King Crimson turned 74. Singer-guitarist George Johnson of the Brothers Johnson. One of my all-time favorite songs, Strawberry Letter 23. Love that song. He is 70 years old today. TV personality Kathleen Sullivan is 70 years old today. Singer Enya is 62. Have you had to listen to any Enya?
Is she related to Nunya?
Yes, and good line. Appreciated. Paige McConnell of Fish is 60 today. David Eigenberg from Sex and the City is 59. Guitarist Odell of Mint Condition, 58. Paige Turco of The 100 is 58. Hill Harper from CSI New York, 57. TV personality, interior designer Tom Felicia. He was on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, the original pack, is 54 years old today. Darnell Van Rensselaer of Shy is 53, no idea. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age is 50. Andrea Kuhr, the Kuhr, is 49 today. Who else do we have? Candy Burris of Escape and the Real Housewives of Atlanta is 47. Actor Kat Foster is 45. Singer-songwriter Passenger. Do you know Passenger?
I think so. He had that song Let Her Go, I think.
Really?
I think so. It was pretty popular in like 2016.
That would make sense. 39 years old today. Dancer Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars also has tried his hand at acting and singing. 38. Let's see. Taj Mowry from Kim Possible is 37. Levin Ramblin from The Hunger Games and The Sarah Connor Chronicles is 33 today. And let's see, boxing legend Sugar Ray Leonard, 67 years old today. And broadcasting legend Jim Nance turned 64. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. I hope you have a fantastic day. We'll be back to wrap up this hour next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, of course, the one day that I don't get to be a part of. What day is it, Brian? I think I would have probably got all those right.
Yeah, of course. Of course you would have.
That's listening on my way in, like, I know them.
Yeah, Tanner knew all of these.
I know
so
them.
So glad I got him out of the way.
Thanks for doing that. Welcome back in. It's Good Morning NoCo. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll have news for Northern Colorado, and Robin Farlman will join us, talk a little bit about the cattle market today. Of course, more talk about the Denver Nuggets' big win last night.
You noticed.
I did notice. Nikola Jokic was ridiculous last night. I saw his stat line halfway through the third quarter. It was insane. And I showed it
was insane after one.
I showed it over to my brother, you know, because I think when I looked, it was 31 points, 19 rebounds, and 12 assists in the third quarter. And I showed it to my brother, and it's just interesting to me how in awe casual basketball fans are. Like, with no bias, when you just show them what he's doing, can't believe it. It's just insane. So the Nuggets go up 1-0. We'll have news for Northern Colorado when we come back. Keep sending your responses in. What would your warning label be? That's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. We'll have more Good Morning NoCo right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.